那么今天为大家讲一个故事，有关宇宙的故事， How to build a universe， 希望大家喜欢。How to build a universe. No matter how hard you try, you will never be able to grasp just how tiny, how spatially unassuming is a proton. It is just way too small. A proton is an infinitesimal part of an atom, which is itself, of course, an insubstantial thing. Protons are so small thatA little dip of ink, like the dot on this eye, can hold something in the region of 5 trillion of them. Or rather more than the number of seconds it takes to make 500,000 years. So protons are exceedingly microscopic, to say the very least. Now imagine if you can, and of course you can't, shrinking one of those protons... down to a billionth of its normal size into a space so small that it would make a proton look enormous. Now, pack into that tiny, tiny space about an ounce of matter. Excellent. You're ready to start a universe. I'm assuming, of course, that you wish to build an inflationary universe. If you'd prefer instead to build a more old-fashioned standard Big Bang universe, you'll need additional materials. In fact, you will need to gather up everything there is, every last mote and particle of matter between here and the edge of creation.And squeeze it into a spot so infinitesimally compact that it has no dimensions at all. It is known as a singularity. In either case, get ready for a really big bang. Naturally, you will wish to retire to a safe space to observe the spectacle.Unfortunately, there is nowhere to retire because outside the singularity, there is nowhere. When the universe begins to expand, it won't be spreading out to fill a larger emptiness. The only space that exists is the space it creates as it goes. It is natural, but wrong, to visualize the singularity as a kind of pregnant dot hanging in a dark, boundless void. But there is no space, no darkness. The singularity has no around it. There is no space for it to occupy, no place for it to be. We can't even ask how long it has been there, whether it has just lately popped into being like a good idea, or whether it has been there forever.Quietly awaiting the right moment. Time doesn't exist, and there is no past for it to emerge from. And so, from nothing, our universe begins. In a single blinding pause, a moment of glory much too swift and expansive for any form of words, the singularity assumes heavenly dimensions, space beyond conceptions.The first lively second, a second that many cosmologists will devote careers to shaving into ever finer wafers, produces gravity and the other forces that govern physics. In less than a minute, the universe is 1,000,000,000,000 miles across and growing fast. There's a lot of heat now, 10 billion degrees of it.Enough to begin the nuclear reaction that create the lighter elements, principally hydrogen and helium. With a dash, about 1 atom in 100 million of lithium. In 3 minutes, 98% of all the matter there is or will ever be has been produced. We have a universe. It is a place of the most wondrous and gratifying possibility. And beautiful, too.It was all done in about the time it takes to make a sandwich. When this moment happened, is a matter of some debate. Cosmologists have long argued over whether the moment of creation was 10 billion years ago, or twice that, or something in between. The consensus seems to be heading for a figure of about 13.7 billion years, but these things are notoriously difficult to measure, as we shall see further on. All that can really be said is that at some indeterminate point in the very distant past, for reasons unknown, there came the moment known to science as T equals zero. We were on our way. There is, of course, a great deal we don't know. And much of what we think we know, we haven't known, or thought we've known for long. Even the notion of the Big Bang is quite a recent one. The idea had been kicking around since 1920s, when Georges Lemaître, a Belgian priest scholar, first tentatively proposed it. But it didn't really become an active notion in cosmology until the mid-1960s, when two young radio astronomers made an extraordinary and inadvertent discovery. Their names were Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson. In 1965, they were trying to make use of a large communications antenna owned by Bell Laboratories at Holmdel, New Jersey, but they were troubled by a persistent background noise, a steady, steamy hiss that made any experimental work impossible. The noise was unrelenting and unfocused. It came from every point in the sky, day and night, through every season. For a year, the young astronomers did everything they could think of to track down the eliminate the noise. They tested every electrical system. They rebuilt instruments, checked circuits, wiggled wires, dusted plugs. They climbed into the dish and placed duct tape over every seam and rivet. They climbed back into the dish with brooms and scrubbing bushes and carefully swept it clean of what they referred to in a later paper as white dielectric material, or what is known more commonly as bird shit. Nothing they tried worked. Unknown to them, just 50 kilometers away at Princeton University, a team of scientists led by Robert Dick was working on how to find the very thing they were trying so hard, diligently, to get rid of. The Princeton researchers were pursuing an idea that had been suggested in the 1940s by the Russian-born astrophysicist George Gamow, that if you look deep enough into space, you would find some cosmic background radiation left over from the Big Bang. The Gamow calculated that by the time it had crossed the vastness of the cosmos, the radiation would reach Earth in the form of microwaves. In a more recent paper, he had even suggested an instrument that might do the job, the Bell Antenna and Hommedel. Unfortunately, neither Penzias and Wilson nor any of the Princeton team had read Gamow's paper.
好了，那么给大家读了这么一段，就是有关讲怎样创造宇宙的这一段哈。我大致给大家说一下，无论你怎么样努力的去做，你永远无法你永远无法理解啊 ，just able to grasp 啊 ，grasp 本意是抓的意思，那么这里就是理解，理解是这个质子呢是多么的小，它们在空间上是多么的不可预测。Tiny 是小 ，spatially 是空间上的 unassuming 是不可预测 ，is a proton，proton 就是质子。
It's just way too small. A proton is an infinitesimal part of an atom.
它是这个原子里是极小的 infinitesimal 是极小的意思。
Which is itself, of course, in a substantial thing.
它自己也是一个当然是不重要的一个东西。
那么质子呢 are so small that a little dip of ink like the dot on this eye.
这句话很有意思哈。那么质子到底有多小呢？就像这个你们拿这个小四的那个字形去打英文字母 I， 那么 I 那个上面那个点儿，那个不是有个小点儿吗？那个点儿上它这个区域里面就包含有5000亿个这个就是我们所说的这个 5 trillions 啊，这个质子 rather more than the number， 而且还会比这个50万年需要的秒的数量要多。所以呢质子呢 are exceedingly microscopic， 是非常非常小的， to say the very least。 现在我们想象一下，如果你可以的话，当然你是不行的，你缩小到 shrinking one of those protons down to billionth of its normal size， 把这个质子呢缩小到足够足够小，百万倍的小，然后放进一个区域里面，这个区域是非常的小，可以让一个质子看起来非常的大。现在呢 pack into that tiny tiny space about any ounce of matter， 现在往这个非常小的区域里面放一盎司的这个物体事物，那么非常好，你现在可以制造一个宇宙了。我现在假设当然了 that you wish to build an inflationary universe，我假设你想制造一个 inflationary， 就是膨胀的意思，一个膨胀的宇宙。 If you'd prefer instead to build a more old-fashioned standard Big Bang， 如果你想做一个取而代之做一个更加这个古老的old-fashioned， 就是这个传统的标准大爆炸宇宙呢， Big Bang Universe， you'll need additional material， 你需要这个其他的这些这个材料。实际上 you'll need to gather up everything there is， 你需要把所有的东西积攒一起， every last mote and particles， 所有的这个粒子啊，还有这些小的这个聚合物啊， a matter between here and the edge of the creation， 就是在我们的这个创造的过程中，你要把所有这些小的粒子集合在一起，把它们挤在一起 into a spot so infinitesimally compact that it has no dimensions at all， 挤到一个非常非常小的一个就是非常紧凑的一个状态里面，它这里面是没有维度啊， has no dimensions， 我们管这个叫做质点Singularity， 我们学物理知道也是把一个物体想象作为一个质点，比如说在那个物理题里面就动不动就推一个小木块什么的，我们把小木块想象成一个质点啊，叫 Singularity。 In either case get ready for a really big bang， 无论如何呢准备好一个大爆炸，自然呢你会希望 retire to a safe place to observe the spectacle， 你想要就是到一个非常非常安全的地方去观察这个现象的这个大爆炸的产生，但是不幸的是呢没有地方让你退下， there's nowhere to retire because outside the singularity there's nowhere， 就是在这个质点的外面呢是没有地方的啊，是没有这个所谓的我们想说的 where 这个东西的，是不存在的。当宇宙开始扩张的时候呢 it won't be spreading out to fill larger emptiness， 它不会扩张去充填一个更大的 空隙。 The only space that exists is the space that creates it as it goes， 唯一的这个空间呢是这个宇宙膨胀创造出来的空间。So it's natural but wrong to visualize the singularity as a kind of pregnant dot. 所以这是很自然的但不是错误的去把一个质点看作一个怀孕的点，在一个黑暗的空间里面挂着。这个空间是无限无限的空无虚无。
而且这里是没有空间，没有 But there is no space, no darkness. 但这里是没有空间，也没有黑暗。
The singularity has no around it.
这点呢，它周围是什么东西都不存在，没有空间让它去存在，没有空间让它去证明，就是让它去就是这个发挥自己的作用。
We can't even ask how long has been there. 我们也不能问他他在这里待多长时间，因为呢 ，whether just lately pop into being, like a good idea,
是不是他也就是最近才出现在这个地方，就像一个好的想法，或者他已经在这待了一段时间了。
Time doesn't exist. There's no past for it to emerge from.
时间是不存在的，没有。让它就是生出来的这种过去。
And so from nothing, our universe begins.
从无虚无呢，我们这个宇宙开始了。
In a single blinding pulse, a moment of glory much too swift, expensive for any form of the words.
在一个这个单独的这个黑暗的这个冲 blinding 就是那个没有目标的一个冲这个冲击里面呢
，a moment of glory much too swift
是这个光荣的一瞬间呢，非常非常的快速
，expensive for any form of words and expensive
就非常非常的这个可扩张
，and the singularity assumes heavenly dimensions。
于是呢，这个质点呢，开始拥有了。就是这个很多的维度
Space beyond conception
这个空间呢也超出了它的这个概念
The first lively second A second that many cosmologists will devote careers to shaving into ever finding wafers
那么这个第一秒啊，这一秒是许多的这个宇宙学家呢一直在发挥自己发就这个费就是费尽自己的这个职业的心血呢去研究的这一秒呢他创造出了重力还有其他的一些力去统治着物理
In less than a minute the universe is a million billion miles across and growing fast
在这一分钟之内呢这个宇宙呢成为了这个百万以至千万这个百万或者十亿元它已经有十亿元的这个直径了而且还是一直在增长的 and growing fast
and there's a lot of heat now 现在这个热量也很多了
那么是100亿的这个 degrees 100亿度
enough to begin the nuclear reaction that create the lighter elements
足以去制造一个核反应去制造一个这个氢的这个元素
principally hydrogen and helium
大部分应该是这个氢气或者是氦气
with a dash of lithium
那么 lithium 是锂的意思往里加了一些锂金属锂
in 3 minutes 三分钟以内呢
98% 的所有的东西呢
there is where will ever be has been produced
98% 的这些物体呢就会被生出来就会被制造出来我们有一个宇宙
It is a place of the most wondrous gratifying possibility
它这是一个地方充满着这个非常奇迹的非常令人振奋的这些可能性
And beautiful 而且还是美丽的 It was all done in about the time it takes to make a sandwich
这个宇宙的这个制造呢就是爆发呢他只花了一个制造三明治的这么一个时间。
那么 with this moment happened is a matter of some debate.
那么这时刻呢就是被很多人争执着。有些宇宙学家呢已经长时间的进行争论是这一段制造就是创造的时间
was 10 billion years ago,
是100亿年以前 or twice that or something in between, 或者是两倍或者是两个之间。
The consensus,
就是共识
seems to be heading for a figure about 13.7 billion.
137亿年
But these things are notoriously,
臭名昭著的,
非常难的去进行这个测量。我们 as which 我们以后会知道。
All that can really be said is that at some indeterminate point,
在一些无法预测的点上 ,very
distant past,
在非常遥远的这个过去，我们以不知道的原因 that there came the moment known to science, 于是乎呢，这一段对科学家来说叫 t 等于零，这段时间呢产生了 There came the moment known to science as t equals to zero. 于是呢，我们开始研究我们这个宇宙的这个征途。
There's of course a great deal we don't know.
当然还有一些东西我们不知道。
Much of what we think we know we haven't known or thought we've known for long.
很多的那些东西呢是我们以为我们知道或者我们不知道或者认为我们已经知道了。这些事情
Even the notion of the Big Bang is quite a recent one
甚至于这个宇宙大爆发也是最近才知道的
The idea had been kicking around since 1920s when George Lemaitre
这个想法呢已经被、被人谈论过自从1920、有一个人叫做 George Lemaitre A Belgian priest 是一个比利时的牧师
Scholar、First tended to propose it
他是第一个提出的但是呢 didn't really became an active notion in cosmology 没有成为一个非常引人注目的一个焦点在宇宙学上直到1960年中旬
when the two young radio astronomers made an extraordinary and inadvertent discovery
直到呢在1960年中旬呢两个年轻的这个 radio astronomers 就是这个宇航员呢他们发现了一个非常非常了不起的发现他们的名字叫做 Arnold Penzias 和 Robert Wilson 在1965年呢他们试着去用一个非常非常大的 communications antenna 就是交流天线 是被谁提供呢是被叫 Bell Laboratories and Hand 叫做 Hamdell、被这个东西提供的在 New Jersey But they were troubled by a persistent background noise. 他们被一个就是背景的噪音啊所困扰着。一个非常非常坚实的非常非常这个虚无的一个 hiss, 啊就是一种噪音。
Made any experimental work impossible.
使得所有的这个实验的工作呢不可能。
The noise was unrelenting and unfocused.
这个噪音呢是就是没有焦点。It came from every point in the sky, day and night. 它从这个天空中啊白天黑夜从天空中的每一个点过来在每一个季节里面过来。
For a year, the young astronomer did everything they could think of.
在一年里面呢这个年轻的宇航员呢做了所有他们所能做的去追逐这个声音然后消除这个噪音他们试验了所有的电子系统他们重新建造了这个仪器他们检查了电路还有这个线路还有这个吸尘的这个 dust plugs 啊，吸尘的插口他们爬到了 into the dish and placed duct tape over every seam and rivet 他们用这个 duct tape 叫做胶带啊把所有的这个空隙都填住了。
They climb back into the dish with brooms and scrubbing brushes and carefully sweep it clean, what they refer to in a later paper as white and dielectric material.
他把这个拿着这个扫帚呢，把这个房间，把这个仪器呢打扫得非常非常的干净。然后后来他就在自己的文章中写出来他们把这个仪器啊清理的叫做白色的电子材料。
Or what is known more commonly as birdshit.
有些人更说它像鸟屎一样。
Nothing they tried worked,
但是呢他们所试的呢全都没有成功。好了那么今天大家就讲到这里。希望大家下期能继续收听。我们下期再见。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。